That is a scene from the FX TV show called Pose. The show looks at the Vogue dance scene of LGBT Black and Latino youth in the 1980s. Madonna brought the dance style into the mainstream with her 1990 song called Vogue. Now, fans in Boston and other parts of the world are working to preserve this vintage underground art form. WBUR's Quincy Walters has the story.
This story brings us quite literally underground in Roxbury, in the basement of Boston Glass, an organization that provides services to LGBT youth of color. It's a program of the Justice Resource Institute. A couple nights a week, Boston Glass hosts Vogue Hour. What's happening seems to be one part fashion show runway struts and another part unchoreographed, synchronized dance combat. It looks a lot like ballet and breakdancing combined. Voguers strike their poses so close to one another, it looks like they'll strike each other. Erin Ebony starts off slow, then gets more animated. She sticks her tongue out, she puts on a leather jacket with silver buckles, and dons a silver tinsel wig.
I just really like to embody this alter ego, similar to like Sasha Fierce with Beyonce. And just take yourself to that place, and that's what takes your Vogue to the next level.
Ebony says that inherent license to be feminine was particularly important to her 8 years ago when she came out as trans. Voguing helped her affirm her identity. She says it's almost like a telepathic energy that connects the queer community.
You know, we don't have many spaces where we can go and authentically be ourselves. Like, it's so vital because it creates a space for us. You know, we can do it in the street. We can do it in our homes. We can do it in the privacy of our rooms and still feel connected to one another. Just as long as we have each other and we understand it, that's really all that matters when it comes to Vogue.
Ebony is part of a younger generation keeping voguing alive, but the ability to free oneself through the art form connects newcomers and voguing veterans.
I'm Tyreek St. Clair, the legendary father of the House of St. Clair, the Boston chapter.
In voguing culture, a house is like a team or a family that all compete together. For Tariq, whose real name is Tariq Spriggs, the dance allows him to express his effeminate side. Spriggs, wearing a wig and a revealing leotard, says as a black man, there's a confining expectation to always be masculine.
We're not really allowed to express ourselves in certain ways. Like, you know, growing up, it's just our experience, we're always told not to show off. You better not show off. When you go out there, you better not show off. You know, when I'm voguing, now I can show off. I'm supposed to show off.
By day, Spriggs is an HIV prevention services coordinator. He says during the AIDS crisis in the 80s, Vogue was used as a form of preservation. There'd be events where you'd have to bring condoms to participate, and condoms would be given away.
Because we weren't getting the messages back in the day about HIV, and we weren't knowing how people were becoming infected and how to protect ourselves.
That's what was so powerful about voguing, that it made people feel invincible and desired in a time of uncertainty, and that holds true today.
You just automatically transform, like, your whole entire body language kind of changes. Like, voguing makes you feel like you are on top of the world. Like, I'm about to do this thing right now, and here I go. No one's going to stop me.
Give them a round of applause.
Voguing is still a way for queer people of color to safely express a different side of themselves, sometimes a truer side of themselves that they may have to hide. It's an art form that celebrates queer exuberance in a world that's often stifled it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.